besties. I'm back with another book. I don't want to call it a review, but a book that I'm going to be talking about. And this week, it's going to be Exodus. Yep, that's right. Our favorite heartbreaker. The one that everybody is always trying to convince you to read. Always. Yeah, that Exodus by Kate Stewart, the second book in the Ravenhood trilogy. Okay, let's get into it. So Flock ends with us meeting the Frenchman, who, I don't know if anybody else thought this, but I always thought that the Frenchman was Dominic. Just kidding. We find out that the Frenchman is actually someone else entirely. Someone who also speaks French, but doesn't look much like Dominic. And Cecilia has to try and explain herself to this random stranger while she's out poolside, topless, of course, because she was trying to lure her boys back into an explanation after they've mercilessly broken her heart. And if we thought Dominic was cruel to her, the Frenchman really takes the cake. He did nothing but drag her through the mud and insult her. And you know what? Cecilia stood up for herself because she gave it back. Proud of her. So it becomes obvious that the Frenchman is actually the sort of leader or head henchman of this sort of secret society that the boys and all their friends have formed. And she doesn't really know how to handle it. And she doesn't know who this guy is. And she doesn't understand why her boyfriends and her friends have just left her. And the Frenchman can really only tell her to just leave. To get out of town. This has nothing to do with her. To forget it. That she's a stupid little girl. That love really means nothing. But then also hits on her. And physically is all over her. To which point she used to her advantage stealing his wallet, which I thought was such a boss B move. I was so proud of her. And finds out that his name is Tobias King, which would make him, that's right, Dominic's brother. And then we find out that he's actually Dominic's half-brother, that they share a mom but not a dad, and that they had to escape France because of Tobias's dad, who we later on find out is schizophrenic. And they escape to America with Dominic's dad, and they try to live as good of a life as they can in America until their parents are killed in a fire at the plant. Yeah, that plant. The plant owned by Cecilia's dad, the one that runs the town. The one that apparently the secret society is trying to bring down. And Roman, Cecilia's dad, is the optimal target. So with all this sort of coming to light, the Frenchman Tobias continuously checks up on Cecilia, playing into this game of a will they, won't they, I hate you, but I want you physically. And it is just a mess. She is heartbroken for the boys. She lives, I think it's 8 or 9 months without them, and is just devastated and tries to move on with her life and tries to go on dates with other guys, but she's constantly thinking about either her boys or her new obsession, Tobias. And to be honest, this is where I start to get a little annoyed with Cecilia and Tobias, because how do you forget this relationship that you've had with these two guys that, you know, you miss so much? And I get it, and the months have passed, but if you're anything like me, when you read New Moon and Edward leaves Bella for months and she just sits and her life is on pause, like she can't go on without him, that is kind of what I expected out of Exodus, because everybody is just so attached to the first two love interests that I actually didn't realize that the Frenchman Tobias was going to be the next love. I knew that Dominic died. And I mean, I didn't know for a fact, but I had an inkling. And I guess I just always thought that she ended up with Sean, which, don't get me wrong, I almost would have preferred, because I absolutely adored Sean. I thought he was fantastic. And I mean, I did like Dom too, because I do love a good morally gray, very upfront, kind of brash character. And I did love the fact that they would sit in on rainy days and read books together, and I just loved that companionable silence. But I really didn't expect, and I feel like Kate, the author, just sort of threw in this additional love interest and just sort of expected us all to forget that there were two other guys. We were, like, not just was the main character pining after them, but, like, the reader, at least me, was still trying to figure out what the heck was going on, because it's obvious that we're just supposed to forget about them and move on to Tobias, but, like, he, compared to the first two love interests, lacked a certain depth. Like, he was just so mean, and, like, didn't share her love of books or reading. He would play chess with her and cook for her, and there's, like, a scene where she's trying to get him to eat cinnamon, and he's like, I hate cinnamon, and then they get into this whole play fight, and it just feels like it would have taken more to get there to that amicable space. But I mean, they started being physically intimate, and then they just started spending all this time with each other, and it sort of developed into this, to me, forced proximity sort of relationship that might not have happened if the boys weren't away and if she wasn't forced to be around him all the time. So in a way, it did kind of feel like it was manipulated, like, for her. Like, I feel like Tobias sort of just forced this on her, and of course her confused and heartbroken heart had nowhere to go but to him. So bringing it back to this cinnamon fight, because this is where the juicy stuff happens, they are outside, you know, getting a little frisky, and who shows up but Sean and Dom, and they are bewildered by the fact that their quote-unquote brother has taken up with the girl that he literally told them to stay away from. Like, pot, kettle, hello, talk about a hypocrite. And she basically admits that she loves Tobias and that she had waited for them for months, but that eventually she had to move on. And it did, to me, sort of seem like she was cheapening their relationship a little bit. I don't know. I have very conflicting feelings about this, and maybe it's because I don't really love Tobias, or maybe I'm just confused about how she moved on from Dom and Sean. But regardless, they were heartbroken to come back and see that, because I mean, this person who sent you away from your love is now with that. Like, just imagine, like, thinking this whole time you're going to come back and maybe you'd be able to repair your relationship with Cecilia, just to come back and find out that the leader of this, like, organization and your brother has, you know, taken up shack with her. And I mean, just imagine being blindsided like that. Like, I felt so much for them, and she, like, cries for them, but it's like, honey, do you really have a leg to stand on right now? Like, I don't know. And then, of course, she gets mad at Tobias, because then she finds out that he was the reason that she didn't have them anymore. So, again, being manipulated by him. So, like, he is forcing the proximity and forcing her to only think about him and forcing himself on her. But not only that, he forced the boys away so that he was the only option. Like, that's messy right there. That is just not good. So, of course, she is devastated and she doesn't know how to feel. And I mean, the boys are finally back and she can finally talk things through with them. But at the same time, like, she's got Tobias and she hates him, but she loves him. And it's just an absolute mess, right? Well, Dom comes to pick her up. He's got to get her out of the house and he's got to take her somewhere. And she's just like, what do you mean? And he's got a gun and she's scared because, I mean, she's hurt them and she's not really sure, like, how that affected them and what that means to them. So she's like, put the gun down. Like, why do I have to leave? Like, I'm not going anywhere with you. Just to find out that her house is being ambushed by some people they thought that they could trust. And there's a target out on the boys or on Cecilia or whatever. They were coming for their heads because they were offered a high price. Even though they were in this society. And Dom's there. Dom doesn't have a weapon. He's upstairs with Cecilia. Tobias is downstairs. And Dom takes it upon himself, because they're weaponless and there's this guy behind Cecilia with a knife, to be a distraction. And he turns to Cecilia and he says, "We love rainy days, don't we, baby?" And then throws himself at the guy with the knife and gets into a fight. And then shots start ringing out and he gets shot, you know, all over, like in his abdomen. And I mean, fatal stuff, right? And Cecilia is absolutely devastated and she screams and she's like, I need to tell you about your future. Like, I never got to tell you about your future. And it was all very heartbreaking. Like, don't get me wrong, it was sad. Didn't shed a tear. I don't know why. Maybe because I had an inkling of what was going to happen to Dom, but it didn't make me cry. And maybe it's because for the first half of the book, the author is trying so hard to get you to fall in love with Tobias, and it kind of changes your feelings maybe on the rest of them. I'm not 100% sure, but it didn't emotionally devastate me as much as I thought it was going to, and as much as everybody had tried to prepare me for. So he dies, and they send Cecilia off. They send her away. They send her, you know, off to college a few weeks early. But she had already been given the settlement by her dad, so she was really free to leave. And they, like, sent an email to, like, set up an alibi, and they got her out of there. And then it never shows up in the news. I mean, this whole, like, rival gang comes and shoots up the house and kills somebody, and there's not an inkling of it. Well, as it would turn out, Tobias went to Roman to sort of tell him that he had heard about this threat, and Roman agreed that they needed to do what they needed to do to keep Cecilia safe. So they covered it up, which obviously Roman isn't above, because he covered up the death of Tobias and Dominic's parents. So they do all that. They send her off. Cecilia tries to live a normal life, gets engaged, graduates, is a very powerful woman. But she cannot stop thinking about Tobias and about the boy she left behind and the town she left behind and all these friends that she left behind. And, like, I'm sure she's got a question. I mean, she was a part of this, like, secret, you know, secretiveness for almost a year. And it just really changed who she was as a person. So she decides to just totally uproot her life and go back looking for answers. And she goes back, and literally nobody wants her there. Tobias now runs the town, and he is buying the plant, which, you know, she owns and she is selling, and he doesn't want her there and tries to get her kicked out and tries to make it very uncomfortable, and wants her out of there. But she refuses to take that, and she's like, "Tobias, you owe me an explanation. I know you still have feelings for me, because I've never forgotten about you." But he, to her face, is lying to her, saying, "No, you are mistaken. Like, these feelings are not reciprocated." And she can tell, obviously, that he is lying, because that physicality, that connection that they have, is still so strong. So she is doing her best to try and get answers, and Tobias is just cutting her down at every turn. And she runs into a few people that she used to know, specifically the shop owner, which she had created a sort of friendship with, who turns out now to be Mrs. Roberts, which is Sean's wife, and they have two kids, and I think she might have even been pregnant with one on the way, which was sad. I don't know why that was really sad to me, but she would also visit Dominic's grave and talk to him like he was there, and that made me really sad. I think it was just her, like, confronting her demons and confronting her past that, like, that made me more emotional than Dominic dying. And Tobias finally sort of has a heart-to-heart with her, but is still like, "Look, like, I can't do this." And she gets really inebriated one night, and he winds up confessing that, like, of course he can't stop thinking about her in French, because he has to be such an ostentatious ass. And, you know, she just finally decides that she's not going to torture herself anymore. She came back. She went to Dom's grave. She saw Tobias. I mean, things weren't the way that she wanted them to end, but he was with someone, and so she just has to move on. So in the second to last chapter, she goes back to the garage, who it's now being run by Sean. And this is going to make me emotional, because this is what made me emotional when I read the book. And you know, he calls her Pup. He's like, "Oh, you know, good to see it, Pup. pup, or is that you, pup? And I just, I could cry. And she asked, are you happy? And he said, I'm really fucking happy. And I was just so happy for him because I just liked him so much. And then the part that makes me even more emotional is that he's giving her the keys to the Camaro, which if you've read the series, you know that it's Dominic's car. And he's just like, he would have wanted you to have it. And it just seemed like such a fitting end that she, you know, came back and was talking to Dom in his grave and finally got the closure of like, yes, he's dead and he's in the ground and here he is. And then she gets to go see Sean, who's moved on and had a great life, which he deserved. And then she gets to ride off into the sunset driving the Camaro, which, you know, while she was in town, she was driving recklessly and doing all this crazy stuff like the boys used to do. And it just, it was so fitting. And I just loved it so much. And then in the very last chapter, she moves to another small town. She opens like a cafe restaurant and she's just living her best little quiet life. And then who shows up? None other but the Frenchman, saying that he's ready to try and that he's not sure how it's going to end, but he wants to try and have a relationship with her. And honestly, I have a hesitancy of reading the finish line because I feel like Cecilia and Tobias ended on as best a note that they could. I mean, it's a volatile relationship. Like, them saying that they're going to try is literally as good as it's going to get. And if you know this, you know that the Raven Hood was initially a duet, so just two books. And then the third wound up coming out, and I don't know if I need more closure. I don't know if I really feel a draw to reading it. I am a little intrigued, but only because I want to fulfill the series, like, not because I think that it's going to be this masterpiece. So I'm a little conflicted on that, but, you know, that those are my thoughts on Exodus. And if you've read it, you know that it is an emotional roller coaster, but I feel like it was emotional for me for different reasons than it was emotional to everyone else. So those are my thoughts, and that's how I felt about it. And as always, if you have any suggestions for books that you'd like me to read and then talk about, please email me at bookscoop@yahoo.com. And that's it, besties. Love you. Bye.